Well, I'd like to invite the children to come forward. If they haven't already, a little message.
Well, you guys look like you're in a good spot here.
I'll come talk over here.
Yeah, all of us.
We got everybody? Yeah, you guys can just stay right there. I've got some pictures to show you. But you can sit here if you want, on the floor. Anybody else? All right. So the place I want to begin is, you know what the word impossible means? What's something that's impossible?
Like how could the flowers fit in the vase? Fit in a vase. That's a lie.
That's true. And so one thing that would be impossible is flowers can't really grow in a vase because they don't have roots in the ground.
Yeah.
They'll just kind of, but they're beautiful, aren't they? Somebody picked them and made them beautiful. There's lots of them, aren't there? Well, one thing that would be impossible is if I flap my wings, do you think I could fly around the room? It'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? But I don't think it would work. So impossible is something that can't happen. But I've got a story to tell you about how sometimes impossible things can happen. So it involves this little story about climbing a mountain. It's called Mount Katahdin, which is way up in Maine, which is a state. And it looks like this. It's a big mountain. Here's the water, and that's where our campsite was. And then way, way, way up there is the top of the mountain. And one day, about 15 years ago, my wife Tora and I, and our daughter Meg, who was in high school at the time, and Meg's aunt, Margaret, climbed Mount Katahdin. And we started before daylight, because it's a long way. It's about 5 miles up to the top, and it's all uphill, which is possible, but it felt impossible at times. And we climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed all day. And for the first part, you climb through trees, all these woods, dark, dark woods. And then you get up high enough, and it turns into boulders. And the boulders, some of the boulders are as big as this room. So they're huge, and so you have to find little cracks and find your way through. And then you get almost to the top, and it turns into this flat area. It's called the tableland. Goes for a mile. Doesn't sound long, but it felt long after a long, long day. We finally got to the top of the mountain. Oh, and here's what the mountain kind of looks like. And at the very top, this is what it looks like. Here's a bunch of people on the top on a day when it was like today, all kind of cloudy and rainy. And that's the top of the mountain. You see how big the boulders are? So we climbed the mountain, and by the end of the day, we were at the top of the mountain. And then it was time to go down. It was getting late. The sun was starting to get low in the sky. So we wanted to go kind of quickly. And so we were going along across the flat part and then down where the big boulders are. And partway down through where the big boulders are, my wife, Tora, slipped a little bit and landed wrong on her ankle and broke her ankle, which was not a very pleasant thing to do. And so one impossible thing that we did that day, she did, was walk down the rest of the mountain with a broken ankle. But the one I want to tell you about is my daughter Meg, who was in high school. Meg and her aunt, Margaret, had to hike down ahead of us, but they didn't have a flashlight, because we had one little emergency flashlight. So Tora needed that, because she had a broken ankle. So Meg and her aunt Margaret had to hike down the mountain with no flashlight. So here's a picture of what it's like to be in the boulders. See how big that boulder is? It's bigger than the person. Climbing down. And look at that dark hole. What do you think that is?
Entrance,
right. That's where the trail goes. And it goes down through these trees. And see this back here. What do you think this all is?
Grass.
I know, it looks like grass, doesn't it?
It's the trees.
It's the trees 3 miles down. And you go through like a dark tunnel to get there. And that's what Meg and her aunt had to do as it got darker and darker. They had to hike down this very steep trail with no flashlight in the dark. And Meg did it. And Meg was a very shy, quiet, thoughtful, reserved young girl in high school who didn't like to speak up a whole lot. But after this event, when she hiked down in the dark, one of her mottos became, "I can do the impossible." Because she'd done it. She said, "Who would ever believe you could hike through a dark trail down a mountain and find your way and not get lost? I didn't know I could do that." So she didn't fly around the room, but she did something that for her was impossible. And then she figured out how she did it, which is the really key thing, is she had to go slowly. Because on the trees, there were trail markers that were white, like the Appalachian Trail markers, as some of you know. But there's also lichen on trees, and in the dark, the lichen looked just like the trail markers. So you had to be very careful, because you didn't want to get lost in the middle of the night out in the woods on a mountain. And so she and her aunt had to listen, had to get still and listen and go slowly and pay attention. And they discovered that when they did that, they could find, because the moon was out and it shone through the trees a little bit, and they could find their way. And they could do what they didn't think they could do. They could do the impossible. So we're going to have a story in the Bible this morning in church, and I think you guys too, about Abraham and Sarah, who lived a long, long time ago, and they did something impossible. They were 100 years old, older than anybody in this room, and then they had a baby. Who knew? It was impossible. But God says, anything with me, God, is possible. And my daughter Meg kind of feels like that. Like, if I just pay attention, I can do impossible things because I listen. And so do you realize that if you listen inside yourself, in your heart, that you can do things you never dreamed you could do? And it might come in handy sometime if you're on a mountain. So let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you are with us always to lift us up, to guide us down dark paths, to lead us by your beautiful mountains. Bless our children and their families. Help us all to grow in your grace. And may you walk with us always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.